My name's Alex Alma, and I'm going to be talking about my role in the Olympic opening ceremony. It started last July and August when they started putting out on the internet news for how people could apply to be volunteers. First of all, it was just to be games makers, which would mean people that would be helping out selling tickets, showing people to their seats and stuff like that. And although that was interesting, what I really wanted to do was to perform in the opening ceremony. That's what I ever since I saw the Beijing one, and even before that, I thought I would love to do that one day. So they said there was a little footnote which said that wait, be patient, and then we'll be asking for volunteers for the opening ceremony. And that eventually came at the end of August. So I applied. They said if there were more than 15,000 applications, they would draw names out of a hat and then invite us to come for an audition. So I got an email, probably must have been the end of September by that time, to say, yes, okay, you can come for an audition, choose your date. So I chose a date and time that was suitable. Sunday morning made it easy because I didn't have to skip work or anything like that. So I turned up, went through the first audition, which was a very general one. Could you move to music? Could you dance? Could you act a bit, show in your face expressions and stuff like that? And then they said if you were successful at that, you would be called back for a second interview. When that email came a couple of weeks later, it was a very specific time. If you didn't attend that time, you were out. So very definitely, you had to come at the time that they specified. So they were already checking that you were actually willing to make an effort, I think. So went along for the second audition, which in my case was to be an actress. There were 250 of us in a huge studio in East End of London, all doing different exercises to prove that we could act, show in our facial expressions, in our movements, what was going on without having to say a word. Because obviously in the Olympic Stadium, we're not going to be using our voices because it's just too huge. We've got to show with our movements what's going on. And then they said, okay, thank you very much, and we'll let you know in 8 weeks' time. So that left us right the way through to the middle of January. And then when I got my email, I squealed. And half the corridor knew about it because it was here at work. And so they said, yes, you've been successful. Now you've got to sign your life away. No giving away of any secrets. So I'm not going to tell you exactly what I'm doing. I'm used to being on a theatre stage with, say, 400 people in front of me. I can cope with that. I've done it several times. Not a problem, even though you do get nervous, obviously, when you do that. But there are going to be upwards of 60,000 people in the Olympic Stadium and billions on the TV. They reckon between 1 and 4 billion people watching worldwide once it goes to the worldwide slot. So it is going to be massive, and we've just got to forget about it. We will obviously have the reaction from the crowd in the stadium, and that's the only thing we can react to.